Biden shows up late to a Christmas tree lighting ceremony. Australia is putting citizens in COVID internment camps without due process. And Joe Biden rants about kissing his grandson when asked about a cold that he had. We'll get into all this and more in just one second. If you can, please drop the video a like, subscribe, turn the post notification. I said drop the video a lick almost. I think it almost sounded like that. Whatever. Add engagement to this video. It's the only way this show can grow. Listen to the flip side of the show, the Joey Saladino Show, on all the podcast apps. We go live every single night on YouTube and Facebook, so be sure to tune in. Now let's get right into this. So up on screen, I have a video playing of Joe Biden being introduced at the Christmas tree lighting ceremony, and it takes him over 2 minutes to enter after being introduced. So we're at the 17-second mark, and we're skimming through it. No Joe Biden, no Joe Biden. Where is this guy? Where is this guy? Where is this guy? And from the 17-second mark, he finally starts to enter around 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Then he finally enters. So tweeted out by RNC Research, Joe Biden comes on the stage 2 minutes after being introduced. Someone had to wake him up. Now, could this have been just an honest little silly error mistake? Maybe he wasn't in the right place and had to go there. It's possible. It's possible, right? But from anything we've seen about this guy, he's never all there. He's never on the ball. He's never on the money. And this just adds to the growing list of things Joe Biden does. So let's read. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden were late to the introduction at the Christmas tree lighting ceremony on Thursday. During the ceremony, the Bidens were introduced by LL Cool J, but the crowd waited another 2 minutes before they came out. A video shows a rapper introducing the Bidens as a crowd stands up and applauds. Music begins to play. And a few people walk out, but the president and the first lady are not seen. After a few minutes go by, LL Cool J announces that they're going to do it again. He asks everyone to sit down so they can redo the applause. Oh, I missed that part. Let's watch. Let's watch that part. Let's see. Ah, damn, copyrighted music. Okay. We can't do that. Sorry, guys. Joe Biden's finally appeared on the stage and remember during the first part of the president's speech, he said, "And as we look out across the country with the promise of a new year ahead, we know this, we are a great nation of you, the American people. You are good people, and because of you, you will never be more optimistic about the future. You've made me so optimistic I can tell you, or whatever, I really don't care. Wait, let's see, this is a microphone behind the president asks, do I speak from here? Let's see, hot mic. Oh my gosh, he looks so confused. He had to ask LL Cool J, do I speak from here? And he looks at him all confused, and he looks out at the crowd like, oh. Like, if you're watching this, he's like a very like confused face. After he said, yeah, you're supposed to speak from here. Biden, who has been recently been caught coughing and talking with a hoarse voice, said Friday that he's okay and just picked up a cold from his grandson. What I have is a 1.5-year-old grandson who has a cold, who loves to kiss his pops. He explained.
I just waited for someone to come and test me. No one came to test me. The next people who rocked up at my house were two other police officers. They blocked my driveway.
These are actually uniformed police officers, police officers.
Yep. So then the police officers blocked my driveway. I walked out and I said, what's going on? Are you guys testing me for COVID? What's happening? They said, no, you're getting taken away and you have no choice. You're going to Howard Springs. You either come with us now and we'll put you in the back of the divvy van, so, or you can have a choice to get a COVID cab. So of course I chose the COVID cab because they said, well, if we're to take you, we're going to hand you a $5,000 fine. So of course I didn't want that to happen, so I just said, look, I don't consent to this. I don't understand why I can't just self-isolate at home like a lot of other people are doing. And they just said, we've just been told from higher up where to take you, and that's all that there is.
So right now going on in Australia is putting citizens into COVID internment camps without due process. Okay. Before we get too much into this, drop this video a like, share, and subscribe. The only way this show can grow is if you guys click all the engagement buttons. So Australia has been throwing any citizen they suspect a COVID-19 risk into internment camps. Remember when the left calls Trump literally Hitler? They literally have camps to concentrate people, and they support it. So the girl, Haley, a victim of the Australian COVID authority, spoke out about her experience at one of the camps on Unheard. She explained that one of her friends has tested positive for COVID-19 not long after undercover government agent showed up on her doorsteps, having tracked her using the number plate on her scooter. The agent left her, but not long after uniformed officers came to her home, blocked her driveway, and forced her into a vehicle that they would take her to Howard Springs quarantine camp. Haley has no option. She was not given due process and was told she'll face a $5,000 fine for resisting her abduction. She'll be in Howard Springs for a total of 14 consecutive days. She was allocated a small cabin to which she could only leave to do her laundry. If Haley was to leave for any reason other than laundry or leave for the laundry without a mask, she'll be, you guessed it, hit with a $5,000 fine. But this is not about science at all. At all. Because if you already have the virus in your area, sorry, going to people's doors and putting them into a camp is not gonna stop the spread of the virus. It's not. First off, you're having one-on-one contact with that person. That person's already had one-on-one contact with other people. Even if they are, this is not even if they are sick. This is nuts. This is absolutely nuts. A young woman expressed that it feels like you're in prison. They overpower you and it's like you're nothing. The officers at the camp claimed that she had continued to disobey orders. She's been imprisoned for even longer. Oh, so if she disobeyed orders, she'll be imprisoned for longer. Because that makes sense, you know, because if you're disobeying orders, then your COVID lasts longer, I guess. When Haley became distressed, she allegedly offered an unlimited supply of Valium, a sedative. She was begging the guards to allow her to go for a walk. And their solution was Valium. The camp even caused her to lose her job as she had no sick leave and was MIA for 2 weeks. I wonder if she had access to at least a cell phone. I mean, she did lose her job over this. I mean, there is a longer interview, but we cannot show that, of course. Let me see. Oh, here's some video of the camp that I wanted to show you guys of something. I think this is her video, actually.
What's the go?
So this, I'm going to give you a warning, yeah? It's an official warning that you have to stand above and obey the rules while you get, yeah? And that's, we have to go to the rules again. I don't care.
So am I allowed to go to the laundry?
You're allowed to go to the laundry, but you got to wear a mask, yeah?
Yeah, righto. Yeah.
And you definitely can't go up the fencing rails, but you're allowed to go to the laundry, yeah? That's always been the case, yeah?
Right, so if I was sitting just here, which is right near the fence, why are these guys in a cabin that's right near the fence? It makes no sense, does it?
Yeah, but you can't leave your balcony to go to the fence to talk to somebody else. That's just obvious, yeah?
So if I was at that balcony...
Again, it doesn't have to make sense. There has to be lines everywhere drawn, yeah? And one of the lines is you cannot leave your balcony and you cannot go to someone else. Where it makes no sense...
Just follow the lines. Everything makes sense. Just follow the lines.
Well, it doesn't seem right to you. That is the line and that's what the law is, yeah? And that's how it goes, yeah?
The law.
Well, the CHO direction.
There's a law that says
CHO direction, yep. There's a CHO direction, yeah? And how the behavior must be done, especially in this area because it's much more highly infectious and likely to have infected people, yeah?
Highly infectious when all of us people are negative.
So that's a risk. So far, the risk is still very high, yeah? Just while you're here, can we just do that? Otherwise, the next time it's a $5,000 fine. And we don't want to do that.
It's a $5,000 fine if what?
If you breach again.
If I walk out onto that path.
Without your mask on, for no reason, other than the laundry.
If I cross that yellow line.
The rule, saying that you've broken the rule.
That I've broken the rule, I will be issued with a $5,000 fine.
That's correct.
Right.
Okay. We could even do that now, but we're giving the warning first. Have a chat with you because it's a big fine. Rather just do the right thing, yeah? Like I said, I'm not here to fight with you.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight with you.
Yeah.
I just want everybody to do the right thing, and unfortunately, it's my job to make sure they do. I don't care the ins and outs. It's got nothing to do with me. I'm just here to make sure the rules are here. Yeah?
So what did that experience make you?
Insane. If the left had their way, they would be doing that to us here. They seriously would. This is what the left would want. This is quite, like, look. You can't see this if you're listening, but the dude's dressed up like, you know, in complete plastic, covered head to toe. You know, it's something from a dystopian movie, and it's now reality. It's nuts. I'm lost for words at this point. This is actually insane. And this is the direction that the left, the Democrats, want America to go in. Dear people of Australia, you got two options. One, try to move to America. Or two, you know what to do.
First of all, Mr. President, your voice sounds a little different. Are you okay?
I'm okay. I have a test every day to see a COVID test. I have to check me for all the strains. What I have is a 1.5-year-old grandson who had a cold who likes to kiss his pop. And he'd been kissing in my anyway, so but it's just a cold.
Yeah, but Joe Biden talk about kissing kids. What else is new? Let's read. Joe Biden said, I have a 1.5-year-old grandson who has a cold but likes to kiss his pop. I'll be kissing my anyways, but it's just a cold. So I don't even know why I'm covering this. It's just more of like weird stuff from Biden. I feel like this episode's about a lot of weird stuff. So let's read. Fox News White House correspondent Peter Dawson noticed that Joe Biden sounded sick, so he inquired. Biden instead went on a tangent about kissing his grandson. You guys heard what he said. Joe Biden is fully vaccinated against COVID, but does that mean that he does not and cannot contract the virus? According to the CDC, adults in their 60s, 70s, 80s are more likely to get COVID-19 than other age groups. These older adults are also more likely to require hospitalization as a result of the illness. The president, less than 1 month ago, turned 79 years old and is quickly approaching 80.
I thought he was like 95, to be completely honest with you.
The Daily Caller reported that during a media event where he discussed the November jobs report, Biden had turned away from the microphone and coughed into his hand. This is in itself pandemic etiquette. Hands are probably the worst place to direct your cough aside from onto another person. I mean, are we surprised that they're not following their proper rules, restrictions, and guidelines? Anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching and tuning in. Drop this video a like, share, subscribe, turn the post notifications on. New video every single day. If you can, listen to the full episode of this show, the Joey Saladino Show on all the podcast apps. Go there right now and subscribe. You can listen every single morning. Also, the show goes live every single night on the YouTube and Facebook. So be sure to tune in. The show is completely funded and supported by you guys. If you become a Patreon member, that'd be freaking awesome. Peace out.